Hey guys, it's Morshed, and you're listening to Unhandled Exception Show. Today we are diving deep into how to network as a software engineer with our special guest, Josh. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Can you share your personal experiences with networking and how it has impacted your software engineering career?
Yeah, absolutely. So networking is something that you might not intuitively get into as an engineer. It can be a lot of heads down work. So you really have to go out of your way almost in order to network. So my personal experience has been, it started almost accidental by working in industry forums, by collaborating with others. You find that there's some need that they have that you're able to support them with. And that's really the most powerful way to network is if you bring something to the table and you're a good person for them to have around, then the networking isn't, hey, please do me a favor, I need help with this, or can you please help me find a job? Instead, they know that you have some valuable skills or you have a lot of expertise in a particular problem that they're trying to solve, and they'll want to get those opportunities in front of you. Or they'll be needing your help, and then they'll remember, hey, I worked with Josh on this, and he was a great asset. So therefore, you know, you'll be front and center of mind when those types of things come up. So I'm just flipping it to where my experience with networking has been, it's most successful when you come to the table with how can I help you, as opposed to what's in this for me. It really positions you in a much better way to where people will want to network with you.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Offering value first. So you said you ran into an opportunity accidentally. Can you elaborate what happened? What exactly did you, what value you added to the table? How did you come across an opportunity?
Yeah, so kind of interesting. I work in healthcare tech, and I was working for a medium-sized company at the time, and I was asked to review a technical policy that was coming out that would have an impact on some of the projects we were doing. So while I was reviewing this policy that came out, I don't know if many folks are aware, but when government agencies put out policies or regulations, they'll put it out into what they call a comment period, where the public can leave comments on a policy or a regulation so that they can get feedback and make adjustments or perhaps modify or even remove things that were in the regulation or the policy. So while I was reviewing this policy, I found some things that really didn't seem like they were going to work. So I started to go into the forums and the industry groups that I work with and say, hey, like, you know, are other folks seeing this? Is it just me, or does it seem like this isn't going to work so great? So there was some headbutting. So it was like it, but through that process of what initially was maybe some headbutting, I eventually got some support and found some really great mentorship. They're like, hey, I really liked your proposal. I had VPs from very large organizations jump on calls with me and help me create some diagrams and things like that. So just because they're like, if your policy comment is successful and my thinking is in line with your thinking, then we're really working towards the same thing, even though we're at different orgs. So then what I got out of that, though, were, great networking contacts. So folks who, that's how I actually got my next position, was through some of the networking I did during that exercise.
That's really cool how you did that. So working on a project, finding any gaps and voicing your concern to the community, and some people were able to gravitate towards you, and kind of you started establishing more connection.
Yeah, it really snowballed from there. It wasn't the way that I thought it would work, because I tried to, like, I explicitly tried networking before.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, you, it's like what I learned in school. You have like a pitch, you get on your LinkedIn and you send people messages and you kind of ask them like, hey, I'm looking for, like, you start with what you're looking for. But it was more of an organic thing where just getting out there and interacting with people is probably the most important first step. And so having some meaningful vehicle to do that is also important. You can't really force it. It has to be somewhat organic.
Absolutely. Organic way is almost the best way. I learned a lot of networking strategies when I was in college, like going to a career fair, dressing professionally, crafting like 30-second elevator speech, smiling, sending thank you notes right after the meeting. I mean, as you say, those are good, but organic approaches are more effective. But do you like to share any specific strategies for like introverted software engineers who are really good hands-on, but they want to improve their networking?
Yeah, just because you're introverted doesn't mean, at least, so I, as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more and more extroverted, but I was very introverted in my younger years, especially when I was starting out as a developer. I remember spending probably weeks just heads down coding and feeling like a mole in a basement somewhere. But even still, internally, you're probably passionate about the problems that you're solving. So going and focusing on what you're passionate about and bringing that energy is something that other people can feel, and it creates something that's a little bit more exciting than approaching it head on. Like, oh, I just want to network. That's not very interesting. What's interesting is approaching a shared problem that everyone's trying to solve, or something that you're really passionate about, or an interesting problem that you're working on. And even saying, hey, I'm working on this problem, I found it interesting. Can you help me out with this very specific problem? I have a very specific question. That's a much better ask than I need help with network, or I'm looking for this. Can you help me with that? Coming with a very granular, small, specific problem that you're trying to address is, people are going to be more willing to try and help you with that because they want to share their expertise and feel valuable as well.
Yeah. In context of a college student, how can someone who is going to school level to use this kind of strategy? Like, they may be working on a project and they're going to look for some developers in dev in maybe LinkedIn and just ask them, like, follow up and ask them question what they think about it. What's your thought? How can they approach this if they're just starting out and have no baseline?
It's going to be harder when you're starting out. You're not going to be in the thick of the problems that folks are getting excited about. So in that regard, if you have any side projects that you're working on, those are great things to go and talk about and share. If you're learning something in school that maybe wasn't there a few years ago, maybe that's a good topic. Like, for example, you're doing machine learning and there's some new algorithm that you kind of feel like you have a good handle on. Maybe go and say, hey, is there a place that I can apply this in the real world? Hey, I was studying this in school and it seems like it applies here. Have you guys given any thought to, applying this to help solve some of the problems that you have? So trying to find where, even like when your skill set's more limited, you're going to have less things that you can offer, which is part of the growing process. But trying to find some intersection between what you know and problems that exist out there. Again, I think it's going to be even for folks who are starting out, is going to be a really great avenue for them to get out there and generate some interest. That's kind of what it boils down to, is people get bored easily, and outside of people's day jobs, they don't want to go and do additional work to just try and help you. It's a little creepy too, like, oh, I need help, please help me. Like, so kind of and I'm hammering on this so hard is because I didn't pick this up in school. Like, even though I took classes on this, they didn't make it as explicitly clear. And I think it's extremely important that, you know, bringing something to the table first and thinking of ways to do that or how to solve a problem together is, in my mind, at least, the key there. And that's true for whatever level of career you're at.
And how would someone find people? Like, for example, I'm working on a project in college. Let's say I'm working on an app, a mobile app, and I want to get some feedback how to improve more. I mean, is that how I'm going to go and approach someone? Maybe from LinkedIn or maybe a career fair, or just reach out to local companies around me and ask their developer, hey, what's your thought about this? Can you give me like 5-10 minutes of your time? Trying to figure out I'm going to approach this.
That's tricky. Where do you actually go to engage in the networking? LinkedIn is a great forum, but it's so open that if you're a random message coming through and you have zero shared connections with somebody, and perhaps you don't even work in their industry, you're probably just going to get ignored without them even giving your message the time of day to even evaluate the content. So I liked your idea more so on reaching out to local companies. If you happen, nowadays, a lot of people working remote, if you happen to have a coffee shop nearby where you see people who are sitting there and they're clearly writing code, sit down next to them and start up a conversation.
Yeah.
Because if you're starting and you kind of don't know where you're going next, you don't know what you don't know at that point. So really any connections are probably going to be good at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe joining meetup groups. I mean, they're full of devs. I mean, that's a great way to...
Yeah, meetup's a great avenue, depending on where you live. If you're in a rural area, that might be a little bit tougher. As far as the online communities, I personally haven't engaged in like a lot of online developer communities. Like Stack Overflow was more like, feels like more anonymous, right?
Yeah.
So LinkedIn seems like a good candidate, but I'm sure there's others out there that I'm not aware of.
Right.
Where people are active and engaged. So maybe looking out for those types of things would be a good idea as well.
Absolutely. Sometimes having mentors and seeking information from other developers at companies we want to work for can greatly help in finding jobs and securing internal referral. How do you recommend someone should approach informational interview with senior developers or hiring managers when looking for a job search? Let's say I networked with someone, I ran into someone in a coffee shop, and we established some rapport. Now, how can I kind of pursue or ask the person that, hey, can you, would you, do you have any open positions in your company? Can you help me out?
Now, I would say don't feel like you have to rush into immediately going for the money shot of, do you have any open positions for me? Right. So, at the point where you feel that you have demonstrated that you have value in the thing that you're trying to ask about, it's a good point to say, hey, like I've already demonstrated to you that I have a lot of expertise or a lot of talent in this particular domain. Do you have anything that you're aware of that might be able to match my skill set? But trying to demonstrate that you have the thing that that you're looking for, like you have the capability to kind of meet that need beforehand, is I think the most important thing to have set up first. So having that rapport is the avenue to or to give yourself that platform to actually interact with them. But from there, you gotta kind of demonstrate your value, and then once you feel that you have been able to demonstrate your value. Now, we didn't get into the aspect of mentors. The mentors are extremely important,
mm-hmm.
Valuable thing. So if you can get a mentor, that's really great. Now, if someone's going to keep you around, they're going to maybe jump on weekly calls with you and help you with something. You got to bring something to the table every week as well.
Right.
So it's going to be, imagine you're doing 4 times the amount of work or 10 times the amount of work that they are. And that's fine because you're going to be doing a lot of research. They're a lot more experienced. They have the capability of pulling you up from where you are to a higher position.
Hmm.
And you don't have that capability. So you'll have to just kind of keep that in mind when, interacting with them. So like, coming to the sessions with them, having done a tremendous amount of research,
mm-hmm.
being very prepared, looking at the problems that they're looking at. And then not outright asking, hey, would you be my mentor? But having a shared problem that you work on that has some cadence to it.
Right.
This would probably be the route that I would take. If someone were to ask me, hey, please be my mentor, I'd be like, well, mentor you on what? I mean, it's too broad. And even if they like, I want to learn how to be a software developer, please mentor me. I'm like, well, there's a ton of resources out there. So like, what are you like? If instead they're like I like to work out, and let's say that they were making an application and they had a cool way to generate workout routines. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting to me a little bit. Right. So that would be a good way to approach me if you wanted to get my help on something, because what they're bringing to the table is a new way to kind of establish something that I'm interested in. And I would have something that I get out of it as well. And that wouldn't take a lot of experience either. Anybody can have an idea on, I want to generate this tool that'll help generate workouts for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's not technically a very complex thing, but it's something like establishing that shared middle ground.
Yeah, and just bringing the high-value conversation to the table. I think a lot of engineers are really passionate about their craft, and having a conversation, what tech stacks they're using, how to, if there are better approach out there to build this application from start to finish, I don't know, and asking for their opinion. I think that's how someone is adding value to that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it don't even have to be project related. Mm-hmm. Like I was kind of indicating, I had this, you've seen this, this code evaluation tool, has the best IntelliSense around, mm-hmm. like whatever it may be, like, oh, it just came out. Like, have you checked this out yet? And sharing things like that is also interesting and a great way to show that, oh, well, they're following new things as they come out. They're reading up on new tech stacks. They're following new technologies. Like, that's valuable. Like, someone who does that is valuable.
Hmm. Newsletters or websites that you follow that help you to stay up to date and kind of bring new ideas to a conversation with your colleagues?
So I'm in healthcare tech. So the ones that I follow are not very mainstream. But there's many different forums and industry groups that I have to go to on a weekly basis. So I have about 10 different sessions every week.
Wow.
That I go to with other organizations where we talk about emerging standards and how they can be applied to meet the certain use case needs in healthcare. And there's different forums for the technology stacks around interacting with these standards.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of niche where I am, but everyone's going to have like that same type of tooling available to them. So even though the problems that I'm solving are niche, the same type of approach would apply for anybody really, where, finding the appropriate forums, I think it's been really valuable for me, and attending them in a cadence type way is a great way to just naturally develop that rapport. even if they just see your name in chat every week and you don't speak up for 2 months, like they saw you, they saw that you were there for 2 months.
Right.
So like, oh, that's Josh. He hasn't spoken up yet, but I know that he's been here listening for 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think I love the idea of consistency and cadence. If someone is starting out, what would be a good a cadence for them to follow when they have already a lot going on in their life, like school, homework, part-time jobs, etc.
Yeah, just one final point on that. So like the idea of cadence, like the reason it's easier to find friends when you're in school.
Yeah.
Like when you're growing up is every day you get on the school bus and you sit around some people, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go sit in a classroom and you're around the same people. That familiarity of being around the same people every day, it helps build a level of comfort and helps build that rapport, even if it's silent. And then, so I highly suggest having a cadence and having forums that you attend on a regular basis and getting it to where you're engaged in a community. And even if you're introverted and you're not speaking up at first, that's kind of fine. Now, now finding the best forums for you probably would be the most challenging part. And, you know, putting in the work to attend them each time. But I think that would be really, I think this, if I wanted folks to get anything out of this session today, it would be two things. One, you have to get out there on a recurring basis and make yourself known and kind of flip the problem around of, hey, how can you help me, and make it to where, how can I help you?
Absolutely. Well, all right, Josh, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
No, thank you so much.
And to all our amazing listeners, your support means a lot to us. If you enjoyed today's show, please hit the subscribe button. Plus, for exclusive updates, don't forget to sign up for our email newsletter. To do so, simply click the newsletter sign up link in the description. We are very excited to have you on board and wishing a fantastic day ahead.
All right. Thank you, everybody.